Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm so excited about this. We love to bring you VFNKB Success Secrets. Remember, God has plans for you, plans to bless you, to prosper you. His goal for you is not only to succeed, but He expects you to multiply what He's given you. And that's why we want to give you so many secrets to be able to break through in success. John?
Well, listen, we're going to go straight to Dave Ramsey because this success secret is so important because there are ways that you can sabotage your career and there's ways you can be successful. He gives you some keys to avoid. He speaks kind of English. I want you to watch this.
I hate gossip. This ticks me off more than any negative human behavior I run into. It is so destructive and it is so socially accepted. Most places are full of people that just shut up and work. Talking about each other, talking about your sex life. I don't want to hear about that crap. Get to work.
You hear about so-and-so,
and talking about the boss, and talking about this, and talking about the product line, and negative. I can't stand it. Drives me nuts. And I got to tell you, man, I fight it. We will not have it. I will fire your butt for this. That's how we handle it, right? Because, you know, you're messing with something we've spent unbelievable amount of time and energy creating, and you're trying to screw it up. You're the enemy. You will leave this building. We're not going to do it. And we're real clear about it. We talk about it in staff meeting. We deal with it. We're clear. We let people know what's going on with it. We're not going to do it. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. By definition, gossip is when a negative is discussed with anyone who can't solve the problem. So our deal is simply this. If you have a problem, when you have a problem. Because usually we bring you in here to work on a problem. That's kind of what we do. So you are going to have problems. If you don't have any problems, you should be worried about other things because it means we probably don't need you. So you're going to have problems. And nothing is moved unless it's shoved. And when things are shoved, it creates friction. So be ready. There's 370 opportunities to find someone who doesn't like you or the way you do things. Or you to find someone that you don't like or the way they do things. When you have a problem, and you will have one, you have one option with it. Hand the problem up the food chain somewhere into leadership so they can help you fix the problem, solve the problem, fund the answer to the problem. But the receptionist can't fix this for you. And so dropping by and leaning on her desk with a cup of coffee and going, do you know? Did you hear about the new sales program that's not going to work? You get one once, and it will be a very clear and direct, and I don't even put it in writing. I don't need to because I'm not going to do it again, and I don't have to keep it in writing. I will warn you once, and you will change, period.
Well, you think, you know, that's why, that's not really important. It's important because what happens is it's spiritual. Yeah. And once somebody starts sowing doubt in your vision, this doubt in your business and doubt in your ministry and doubt over your customers and doubt over your unity, that's literally spiritual division. The enemy's just sowing, yeah. And you can divide a whole sales force. You can divide, if you divide any of the employees from the leadership, and all of a sudden there's some little gang forming, you know, in there.
It's called a rebellion.
Well, yeah, literally.
It's called a rebellion to the vision, to the leadership, and it's destructive.
And they missed the point. It was the visionary of the business or the ministry that God has gifted to be able to.
That's why they have a job, because someone was a visionary who did some planning and stepped out and started the business, the ministry, whatever, you know.
So a success secret is, don't let anybody plant gossip in your ear, and don't let the enemy plant gossip in your heart that comes out of your mouth.
That's right.
Because whatever your heart's full of is what comes out of your mouth. I think about Proverbs 11:13, and you're seeing this there. It says, a gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. The thing about once you lose confidence in your company or your ministry or your relationships or your unity or your direction, and understand that the enemy's going to constantly try to sow things.
That's right.
If you're selling cabinets, and your people up the street are selling cabinets, and they might not be moving the same integrity as your company is, they might come and start sowing, you know, gossip, sowing division. Hopefully that's not going to happen, but it quite often happens.
But it happens.
They may even run a commercial talking about, you know, sowing doubt into people's hearts. But you don't let the inner circle, the people in your company, your ministry. But once you start buying into those, and literally the gossip could be straight from second heaven, Ephesians 6:12, into your heart. A fiery dart, he says, and all of a sudden you start believing it, and you get the moment you believe a lie, you know, gossip, it separates you from that which God's intended you to be blessed through.
Not only that, but now that you communicate it and you get someone to agree with you, now if any two agree on anything, it's established. You've established the lie in the company or in the ministry or in the organization. Destructive.
Yeah, and I think about this, you know, with social media and everything's going on, a lot of it's built on gossip. People are literally sniffing through people's feed lines and find out stuff about them instead of saying, you know, using it for a positive way. And so you want to think about how your company and how your business and how you are using media. Are you going to use media to be able to be positive and to be influential, or you're going to sow doubt and unbelief?
I think about Proverbs 16:28. This is what it says. A perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends.
That's important because, you know, friendships are very precious, you know, in life, and that, you know, the enemy doesn't like that. He doesn't like unity, period. I don't know, your enemy in the marketplace or your enemy in second heaven, they don't like the unity and they want to be able to break that up. And if they can bring division there, then they actually win or succeed. Yeah. And the word devil, by the way, his very name means one who gets in between and divides. That's why they call that one meal that you can make called deviled eggs. It's cutting the egg in half and beating the heck out of the insides and putting it back in there. They call it a deviled
Interesting.
Egg. We gotta go to break. One more proverb comes to mind is Proverbs 18:8. He talks about, you know, words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down into a man's most inner parts. Mm. You have to understand that the flesh and the carnal person, the part of you that doesn't want you to succeed, that you need to, you know, tell it to sit and stay and that type of thing. That it's a sin. It's literally a temptation. If you could see spiritually what's going on, you're getting slimed. And if you let it go, if you let it go into your ear, it's going to go deep into your innermost parts. And now you have to deal with it. Yeah. If you have children and the enemy's speaking into their ears and speaking gossip into their ears about their parents, or gossip in the ear about a pastor and his church, or ministry and that particular leader, or a business, I mean, you got to deal with it. And Dave Ramsey is very direct.
He speaks English, but it's the truth.
Yes.
It has to be dealt with.
Yeah, if you want to succeed and if you want to survive. So a success secret is you got to not be a part of it, and you got to confront gossip in your life, in your relationships, in your ministry, and in your business.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.